Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How y'all doing? We've lasted the test of time over here.
You have. You've been in early today. And, we got a lot of stuff done today.
We had some fun today. But what I mean is that while the world is spinning, I'm telling you, while it is going crazy, while supposed smart, intelligent people in positions of power are now geared up to tell us 2 and 2 is actually 5 now.
That's it.
It's 5. It's not 4. It's not anything else you thought it was. It is 2 and 2 is 5. And we've got the idiocy here in terms of what people are doing in terms of trying to help us re-enter into sanity. You know, we're now faced with, is baseball going to start? Are we going to have a basketball season?
Yeah.
How about a hockey season?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we going to have all that stuff? And what is the cost of idiocy that we're going to have to tolerate? And my questions are always going to be is, why is all of this being tolerated? Why is all of the lies we've been told to about the virus? And by the way, I'm going to say this. I'm going to pat myself on the back right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I just did. And I was correct about this being a scam a long time ago. I said it was a scam in February, and it's gotten even worse and worse. My question is, why are we smart, intelligent, basically good people? Why are we tolerating this? Why are we putting up with this idiocy? Why are we allowing Gil Garcetti, mayor of Los Angeles, to tell us you can go to the beach, but you can't be on the sand. You got to stand in the wet sand.
Really? I think I was going about it all wrong. You're right. We're going to have a lot to talk about as it pertains to sports, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. We'll try to cover it all here in the next hour. You got the Sports Lounge. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-UBRELVY. Sponsored by Allergan.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only all-pro defensive and acting legend, the iconic actor,
yeah,
one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, we got a lot of rule changes and things to go over this week on the show.
Sure do.
We got a lot of things here to discuss. First off, apparently this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo has said now that pro teams can return to their facilities. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, says teams in his state can return to their facilities for training after a pause of more than 2 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. And he says starting today, all the New York professional sports leagues will be able to begin training camps. That was his statement. So that means Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, all discussing resumption of their seasons. And Cuomo says, work out the economics if you can. We want you up. We want people to be able to watch sports to the extent people are still staying home. So he's cleared it in New York. I don't know. What's happening in Los Angeles? Mayor Garcetti said we can return. I think the Dodgers are going back to their training facilities, right?
I don't listen to anything that idiot says downtown. I just don't. Gil Garcetti's a moron.
The mayor of Los
Angeles. He has proven to be a moron. He's an idiot, a dwarf. He can't think for himself. He's.
You don't like him, do you?
I think he's... I don't know him. I've never met him. All I have seen is these mandates and his proclamations of stupidity that have confounded people with average intelligence. You know, we're not exactly higher up on the intellectual thinking poll.
Right.
But when somebody tells me I can go to the beach, but I got to stand in the wet sand and not the regular sand.
Which is what Mayor Garcetti said.
And there's no reason for it. And by the way, that comment went worldwide.
Yes,
and
it did.
It got so many guffaws and laughs. But I am angry because nobody is telling him to shut up. Nobody's telling Garcetti to shut his mouth, go away. You're a terrible politician. And there's nothing worse than an incompetent boob who's stupid. And that's what he is. And he's cornering the market on it. And I'm beyond tolerating this. Again, my question is, why aren't people just standing up in press conferences and telling Gil Garcetti, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, explain it. First off, they can't stand up because there's no press conference. They have to call in their phone calls via the telephone.
Well, that's the other thing.
That's the other thing for you, too. So, okay, so, but in New York now, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, says, get that sports teams can work out, and the teams are going there. So here's some things. First section of the show today. First segment. Some rule changes coming up in the NFL. We're hopeful that there's going to be an NFL season, and the NFL is making plans to experiment in the 2020 preseason with some new officiating positions that would be similar to a sky judge. Yeah, the experiment would kind of mirror the proposals that the Ravens and the Chargers created to have a booth umpire and a senior technology advisor. Each official apparently would have access to video, the ability to either make officiating calls or communicate to the referee based on what they see. And this is one of the rule changes. NFL clubs also received a list of potential rule changes this last week, and team owners will be asked to vote on the proposal during a virtual meeting this week. Here's the deal. The booth umpire and technology advisor proposals were not endorsed by the completion committee, meaning they're unlikely to be approved. So I'm sorry I mentioned them.
But they're not going to be approved? I agree. I'm happy.
They're unlikely to be approved by the permanent rule changes. Coaches have been lobbying for additional officiating help for several years. The league's looking for ways to improve officiating after their failed one-year experiment of allowing pass interference calls to be reviewed by replay in 2019. So I guess they're not doing that anymore. Anyway, momentum, though, is growing for another team-proposed rule change. It's an alternative to the onside kick. This one's put forth by the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, here it is, Fred.
Oh, jeez. Do I have to? Can I leave the room and
instead of kicking off after a score late in the fourth quarter, a team would have the option for one offensive play from their 25-yard line. They'd need to gain at least 15 yards to retain possession. Now, the owners rejected a similar proposal last year from the Denver Broncos, but they did try it out during the Pro Bowl last year. Now, since the start of the 2018 season, there's been some league numbers here, kickoff rules. The recovery rate on onside kicks has been 10.5%, but it was 19.5% from 2001 to 2017, according to ESPN. So this is why they're trying to come up with some sort of changes for owners to consider. Here's a couple of changes.
Please stop just a second.
Okay. I want you to understand.
It's too much stupidity. Are you saying that they looked at the statistics of a successful onside kick?
Yes.
And it was down in the 17%.
It was down 10. It was the success in the last year or so in 2018 was 10.5%. But it was almost 20% from 2001 to 2017. It used to be better, and now it's not as successful.
Well, why do you think that is? Because
they've messed with the rules. They've screwed everything up.
Oh, yeah. So here's another thing. Here's something that's comparative. If you're going to tweak that rule, mm-hmm. if you're going to say, you know something, teams just don't seem to be able to be successful when they choose to onside kick.
Right.
And we just don't like that.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to alternate it. And they put up a crappy idea like that then. So here's my question.
Yeah.
When you show the league and you show officials a good rule to adjust, which is, let's say, pass interference, Saints-Rams, Superdome,
yeah.
and you take a look at that, and you see that that doesn't need adjusting and changing,
right?
You're crazy. This is where it comes in to where 2 and 2 is 5. This is to the point where you now are insulting people. I'm to the point where I don't care at all. I said that, you know, we were doing a show about sports. It's the politic of sports.
It is.
We could sit here if I were such a jerk and so bent on convincing people of my way of thinking, that would be a different thing. But what we do through sports, you proffer truth. It's empirical. It's not scientific. It's empirical. It's common sense. You got 11 people against their 11 people, and you have rules to govern the people. And if you can control what the hell is going on.
Correct.
But once you get to a situation like this, you have mom and dad, you got the government now coming down and telling people, we've decided that the onside kick that's been around for 100 years,
yes.
that onside kick is now deemed no good because we said so. Not because
there's been injuries. They think there might be.
No, not because yes. you can. Not because you can do it correctly. You're being judged because it's boring to pro football. This is something in your quiver as a coach, as an organization, as the Saints decided coming in to open up the third quarter of the Super Bowl with the Colts. They came out and kicked an onside kick. And the whole thing was based on surprise. The whole thing was based on we're gonna pull off a ballsy move to start the second half. We got to turn this thing around. We got to shake the team up. And if we don't make it, here it is. If we don't make it, we're prepared defensively to defend our decision.
Right.
That's football, boy. That's football. And what they're doing here now is just telling everybody, we don't like that rule. We're going to get rid of that. The percentages on that doesn't really work, so we're going to get rid of that. And if you do line up in that, we're going to penalize you. So
that's it.
This is what you got. And you're stuck with it. It's crappy. And now you're stuck with a bunch of jerks who are using a trumped up, propped up virus to start changing everyday way of life.
Oh, they're doing that in baseball. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. By the way, Beverly is out there. She already says, yeah, she's behind you 100%. Bruce says, you need 2 hours on this show. He wants the show to 2 hours. And Sean has said that he's gone ahead and ordered Highway 395, your movie. He's ordered a copy of that movie.
All right.
So there you have it. We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back here in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the star of our show. The All-Pro defensive end, played with the Rams, played, of course, signed up with the New York Giants, was briefly on for a breath of air, never played, but was signed there for a while with the New England Patriots. Told them how to go ahead and win all those Super Bowls, and then left and went to the Rams. And, of course, the acting legend, the iconic one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're rolling along here. These are topics that we're really passionate about, as you can tell. And this is just the order of the day of what's going on in this country right now. In New York, Andrew Cuomo is trying to manipulate, making all changes are set to get rid of people getting together to celebrate life. That's social control. That's what's going on. They're using the virus, they're using the politic of it, and they're taking dumb people who like Cuomo and Garcetti all around the country and asking them to carry the water for this social control. That's what's happening. It's not my opinion. It's what I see.
Well, it's happening in baseball. We're going to get to that here in a second. First, John has emailed you, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. John said, just saw one of your CRN Facebook posts with your email on it. I just had to say thank you. Gosh, it's probably been 20 years now. I emailed you and asked you if you'd sign a few football cards. I sent them. You signed them, returned them to me. I've had more fun with those cards. I tell my buddies that story and they hardly believe it. I sure miss those days when teams mostly stayed together. The late 60s and 70s, there was a class that doesn't exist now. Regards and thanks again.
Thank you, John, very much. I appreciate it. And there's more and more people now as this as culture goes streaming ahead into the future. There's a lot of people now who are just really disappointed in what's going on.
That's right. Now, John from the UK, Oxford, UK, is online. He says that this show works for me, is what he said.
And then beautiful.
Hi from Denisha. She says hello to you and to me. And she said, I got your name right. Mike Beverly watched Hunter. She is in our chat room on Facebook, and she watched Hunter. She watched The Big Fail and The Beach Boy, those two episodes.
Oh, yeah, The Beach
you're
Boy.
You're on, by the way, you're on Hulu. They have you, the Hunter show there. It's on Amazon Prime. Those of you that are Amazon Prime members can watch the show. It's available. It's on it's not a lot of them. If you take a look and just search Hunter, it'll tell you where you can watch it. And Pamela says, Fred is laying it down. So let's get into it here. If we can't, email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're on Sirius XM Channel 211 with this show. Sports Byline radio stations, CRN Talk radio stations, and you can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And we're on Facebook Live and Twitch and a bunch of other streaming video channels there for you. It's for you to watch the show, and you can check it out on Facebook Live and comment if you want. So baseball is getting ready to go back here, Fred. And They're a little worried because they want to include processing for baseball if they come back upwards of 10,000 COVID-19 tests per week. They want to overhaul stadiums. They want the in-game settings to encourage social distancing. They got rigorous rules to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Oh, I'm sure.
This is according to the draft of the league's health and safety manual. ESPN got this. And the document is missing some sections, but it's going to swell well beyond what they have of 67 pages. Now, there's a number of questions left unanswered as to what areas are going to be apparent here, but it'll be addressed by the Major League and Major League Baseball Players Association. For now, here's what it covers.
Uh-huh.
Testing, travel, in-stadium adjustments, on-field changes, a wide array of issues. Teams are going to be allowed to have 50 players each under the plan, the active number for each game still being negotiated. Players and other team personnel that don't participate in the game, they get to sit in the stands where we fans usually are, separated by at least 6 feet. Now, this would apply the same distancing standards to the national anthem. High fives, fist bumps, and hugs would be prohibited, as would spitting tobacco, use of chewing sunflower seeds. The fielders, here we go. Fielders would be encouraged to retreat several steps away from the base runner between pitches. First and third base coaches are not to approach the base runners or umpires, and players should not socialize with opponents.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Okay.
Stop it there. Just don't.
I was waiting for you to jump in.
Don't go. Well, it's so overwhelming. It's so over. It's like being at the Wedge down at Newport Beach. You know, you're just overwhelmed.
Dry sand or wet sand?
With the white water.
Yes,
yeah, white water. You can't socialize?
Can't socialize. You know how they talk sometimes amongst themselves? You can't do that anymore.
How does that have anything at all to do with catching a virus?
Don't know, but
all
you
right.
can't do
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a ball, here's the thing, a ball would
I know
be-
our audience, excuse me. I know our audience is smart and they're way ahead of everybody, and they're waiting for us to tie it together. I don't know if I can honestly tie it together and make sense out of it.
I got more rules here.
I know you do, and I'm braced for it. Believe
okay,
me. Go ahead.
Go. A ball will be thrown away after it's touched by multiple players.
Of course.
And throwing the ball around the infield will be discouraged. Now, here's something that I always thought they had.
Naughty, naughty.
Here, pitchers would have their own set of balls to throw during bullpen sessions. Let me repeat that again. Maybe I read that wrong. Players would have their own set of balls to throw during bullpen sessions, and personnel who rub baseballs with mud for the umpires must wear gloves.
You bet.
So if you're a pitcher, put on your gloves before you rub up the baseball.
Because, let me see if I got this right.
Yes.
The umpire has to put into play 6 dozen, 8 dozen,
ten dozen
yeah. baseballs.
Can't do it.
But they all have to have the shine of the newness taken off of them, so they're put into play. Okay, so you get a guy, a rubber, and he gets there and he goes underground and he goes into the dugout and he rubs this clay, the special clay.
Yes, yeah.
They rub the special clay that comes from a flat bottom in Mississippi.
Right.
And a big gob of this stuff, and they rub down the baseballs, and then they
turn. Wear gloves.
And then you got to wear gloves because you can't contaminate the balls.
Right.
But now, once the balls are now given with gloves to the umpire, he touches them. He touches them.
I don't know if he's got a glove.
He touches them with his bare hands.
Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
And the catcher does. And he throws the ball out to the pitcher to start the game. What happens to that ball? What happens to that ball when it's put into play? Did they take it out?
They take it out when it's been touched by multiple players.
Well, that would be a base hit or a double.
Umpire,
a double
to the umpire,
alley.
And the catcher, and the pitcher. There's three.
Right. Well, there's three.
I don't know what the number is.
What's the?
I don't know what multiple means.
You've got to stop the game and ask the umpire to clarify.
Clarence Darrow will have to argue this case. Players would be discouraged from showering at stadiums after games.
Of course, I've always hated that.
They'd not be allowed to take taxis or ride-sharing apps on the road. Teams would be asked to respond to their suggested input by May 22nd. Now, these protocols, Fred, were written by a team of experts, Major League Baseball senior vice presidents. And you know, VPs are experts. Yeah. Patrick Houlihan, Brian Seeley, Chris Young, and John Coyles. By the way, Young is a former pitcher who
retired.
Yeah,
he's a 6'10 guy. He's a tall guy. Yeah, he's a tall guy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give him carte blanche to write up these rules. These guys wrote these rules up. You mean to tell me these guys are experts? You mean to tell me this doesn't have the stamp of a professional medical person?
They do. We got that coming up. We've got medical people involved, but these guys are not. You're right.
Well, how did these dopes wind up writing this crap?
They got into a room and they wrote this stuff down. So the Major League Baseball would break individuals into safety tiers. Now, tier one, those would be your players on field, personnel and medical personnel. Then you got your tier twos. Those are other essential employees, including front office officials, and they'd all receive constant testing. There'll be about 100 individuals that would comprise the top two tiers. Other personnel who don't necessarily interact with them, such as cleaning crews, groundkeepers, they're your tier threes.
Oh.
So you got this. Under this plan, the umpires would undergo multiple temperature screenings daily, including at home before coming to the stadium. Their family members would be tested. They're going to be the league would be offering free diagnostic and antibody serology testing. There's also going to be the return of a positive test would require 2 negative tests before you can come back into the league and play. And the document also says high-risk individuals could be susceptible if they're infected with the coronavirus. They can opt out of playing, but it does not address others with similar concerns. So Anyway, Major Leagues is not going to restrict the activities of the covered individuals when they're away from work, but they're going to expect the members of each team to ensure that they act responsibly and no careless actions of any single member of a team. So you have that. So the Major League players are hoping for maybe – the players are starting to say maybe we should loosen up these restrictions. They're hoping there's going to be some tweaks. Paul DeJong, who's with the St. Louis Cardinals, an infielder, he says, the daily testing I'm a fan of to quickly determine our status every day. He says, but given that, I'd like to see the freedom operating in the clubhouse and on the field. He wants us to kind of get back to the way baseball has been played.
Really?
Yeah. He said he'd like to call for major changes. The team facilities are talking about no more spitting, no more showering, all that kind of stuff. Discontinued use of recovery equipment like hydrotherapy pools and everything. Even, here's a shocker for you, team buffets would be banned.
Oh, of course.
No buffets.
Liverwurst, chopped chicken salad, turkey,
Miami Marlins pitcher Brandon Kitzler says, not getting to use any of the facilities that would help recover our bodies is going to be a problem. And one player, he was requested anonymity, asked, if we all test negative, why do we have to use separate baseballs? There's a thought.
Oh, gosh.
If you're a negative test, why do you have to use
separate
baseballs?
How much time do you have? You can saw this thing up into 10 different pieces. And how did these dopes wind up writing this thing? Who gave them the sign-off to do it?
I think they were commissioned to do it.
And why is all this being tolerated? I don't understand that. This says more about us than it does about them.
This is not your grandfather's baseball coming back for us, I'm afraid. These things go into place.
Something? Here's the deal, folks. Keep the pastime away from liberals.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at signup today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Lots of activity in our chat room there. Boy, we got Pam, loved every 100 episode, that wants the show longer. Bev said that she loves the Sports Lounge, looks forward to it each week. Christina says, love those Hunter shows growing up. Shannon says, hi, guys. Paula says, we're all feeling Fred with this insane lockdown. They're with you on this, Fred.
Well, look, you know, this is very clearly common sense and reason over politics. You know, this is a politic of selling us this virus. It's a politic of wrapping it into the fulcrum of sports and getting people to be controlled by it. And I know there's too many people out there that see this as the scam that it is.
Kathy is saying this is insane. She says, "Who's going to police all of this?" She says, "It sounds
well,
crazy."
There you go. Who's going to be the one to say, you know, you're standing too close to that umpire?
That's right. Myra says, total loss of your immune system. Wasn't that what helped us before, was our immune systems? Aren't we supposed to keep those built up, friend?
Yeah, it's herd immunity. That's what it's called, herd immunity. You put people out together in the sunshine, out in stadiums, in soccer fields, in baseball fields. You mingle people, and you allow them to come in contact with the virus and build up an immunity to it. You know, because you're going to get the virus, because you test positive, doesn't mean you're going to die. It doesn't mean that the world's coming to an end. Some people can't tolerate it, and those are the people they've already designated as older, elderly people who have preconditioned health issues. And so now, you know, what you have to have now is you have to have leadership, and that has to come from ownership.
That's right.
And I don't mean Jim Crane of the Houston Astros. I mean, baseball is not being looked after. Where is the leadership? Where are the five or six owners of great franchises, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, you name it? Bring them out in front and make a statement. Tell them that we own the franchise. We're here to get the people back into the stadiums. We're not going to play baseball unless everybody's included. And you're not, if you don't feel like you're comfortable and you don't want to do it, that's up to you. Stay home. We understand that. But we're open for business, and it's play ball, pal.
You're putting it down here, Fred. We got a lot of comments coming in.
It's common sense.
Johnny says, stay safe. Pam says, you're one of the most exciting sports shows here going on in radio. No one's talking about this for the most part. Stevie has emailed, just said, hi, Fred, been thinking about you during all this COVID-19 nonsense. Do you think the sports world will ever fully recover from this?
Fully recover at some point in time. Somebody will come up and say, what's that rule? Well, that was when we were sequestering about 8 years ago, and they said that there was no buffets. And so what do we do now? Well, let's get together and have a vote to see who wants a buffet. And things will start to come back, and they'll take the circuitous, idiotic route to get back to normal. You've got people now here literally reinventing the sport of baseball. It's unbelievable.
Shannon says, hey, this virus hit way before they said. They don't seem to know what's going on yet. You know,
they don't know anything.
Changing everything around. Poet Lady sent this to you. Poet Lady 75 says, hi, Fred. Just want to let you know I've spent my quarantine rewatching all seasons of Hunter. Thank you. It's kept me sane. I adore both you and Stephanie Kramer.
Great. I sure appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
By the way, email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. We've got a picture that was sent to us. It's Fred, it's you. It says, hearing about the late director Corey Allen, what can you tell us about Michael, is it Priest? Is that correct?
It's Michael Priest, yeah.
Michael Priest, who directed 1,900 episodes. Here's a great candid photo of you, Fred, with veteran actor William Smith, now 87,
right.
Mr. Priest, now 83, Miss Kramer, and the late Charles Hallahan. It's from a December 1989 episode, The Fifth Victim. And the late Don Galloway was also a guest star. And it's sent in by our good friend Pamela, who finds these pictures here.
Can you get it?
We got
there?
This up there on
the
screen.
Yeah, there's Bill. There's Bill on the left of frame right there. You remember him. He was a big bodybuilder guy who was in a lot of biker movies. And he's just a terrific guy. And he was a great character actor, and had a television show at one point in time, a Western. And then, of course, there's me right there in the middle. Mike is to my left. Mike Priest, he's a director. Stephanie, who I love and adore. And Charlie Hallahan. Charlie, I got a phone call one day on Thanksgiving Day. Charlie was driving down the street and had a heart attack.
Not good.
And died. He just was the best. It was such a great chemistry. The it's like a great football team. It's a good baseball.
It is, isn't
football.
It?
It's just so invigorating to go to work and be around good, positive, talented people.
You've got like a script read. And I've always said a great TV show or a movie. And I talked to actor James Woods about this one time at a hockey game when I saw him, and he said, there's not that great material out there. So when you get a great set of writers and a great script, it's like a great bunch of writing, a great script, and then it's a great ensemble cast of actors that develop their characters using that script. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, very much so. And the one thing that makes it great, television is great because it's suddenly you put all that chemistry into a tube and you broadcast it around the world.
Yep.
And for some reason, people are attracted to it. They like the relationship. They like Stephanie. They think she's beautiful, which she is, and she was. She still is. And they liked our relationship between the two of us. We worked very hard at keeping that relationship between the two of us. We were very careful as to how we interacted with one another, and personally and certainly professionally. But Charlie Hallahan was fantastic as Charlie the Chief, and Michael Priest and all the directors that came on, Corey Allen, God bless him. He loved our show. Everybody loved doing our show because they had a great time. We laughed it up. And any time that somebody had a problem, we all pitched in to work and fix it. It was great.
All right. Now, back to our topics today. We're talking about the rule changes and resuming sports. And one other thought on baseball, and this comes from the players. A lot of people taking the sides of, you know, they're worried about money and all that stuff. They'll work that out. But here's something. The players' argument is this. You know, if everyone who will have contact with the players has tested negative, even the players themselves, why all the protocols? They argue the virus can't spread where it doesn't exist. Now, Jessica Metcalf, you asked about doctors. She's an expert on infectious diseases dynamics at Princeton University. She explained that a risk remains because the tests are not perfect. So now they're telling them they're going to test everybody 10,000 times a week. But now this woman's saying the tests are not perfect. She says somebody, let's scare everybody again,
could still
be infected even if everyone is tested negative. She said one infected person could result in many new cases. There may have been super spreading events associated with this infection to date. Now, we just had one of our listeners say, hey, this stuff was around way before they said it was around. And the experts are saying using the least invasive and quickest testing methods could bring false results.
They told us, ladies and gentlemen, that 2.3 million people were going to die in this country because of this virus.
Right.
And they ran to the office of the president. And they told him, you've got to pull the plug on the culture. And he says, what do you mean? You got to pull the plug on all of the great work you've done for the last 3.5 years, because this country is gonna go through something that'll be the wrath of God. And it was a lie. It was a miscalculation. It was a misrepresentation of the flu. And a lot of the people, all the statistics that were coming in and still coming in, but for the most part, that were coming in for the last 2 months were from old people in homes dying. And anybody, my brother sent me an article in the American Thinker about what they're trying to do. They're giving hospitals money if the more they report that somebody has died
from COVID-19,
with not only COVID that has COVID-19, right, but a person who has pre-existing conditions like a heart or kidneys or any type of a disease, those people are susceptible to the COVID. So if you get the COVID, it's just one of the many symptoms you have, but you're dying because of a heart issue or a lung or a kidney issue or obesity. You're dying because of that. But they say that you've died, your cause of death is from the COVID. That's a lie. That's a misrepresentation.
A lot of that going around. This guy, Paul DeJong, who, again, was St. Louis Cardinals, a player, he's got a college degree in biochemistry, and he's saying the off-field protocols won't be an issue for him, but he said he's more concerned with keeping baseball the way it was before the pandemic as much as possible. He said, we'd all be willing to make sacrifices as far as risks away from the field. If that means limited exposure outside the field and in the hotel and at home, then that's what it has to look like. I don't care of myself off the field and eliminate my exposure and maximize my recovery. People will make sacrifices. Just the things inside the clubhouse we'd like to see intact as much as possible. Not being able to use an indoor batting cage, using batting gloves, the sunflower seeds, the spitting. What if I got dirt in my mouth? They're silly. I understand where they're coming from, but he thinks they're silly. What if you got dirt in your mouth? You got to spit the dirt out, don't you?
Well, here's the deal. Number one, DeJong. What is that his name?
Paul DeJong.
Paul.
I like this guy.
I like him too. He's a good ball player. Look, everybody in this country, everybody in the world is at risk every single day about something that challenges your health or your well-being. That's what this does. I remember getting the flu when I was in Brazil years ago, and I realized it was something else. It just hung on and hung on and hung on, and I just realized that it's going to have to run its course. Am I going to die? No. It's going to run its course. So let it run its course, and let me get on with my life. And that was how I chose to do it. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to decide, I'm going to live life at risk. I'm going to go to the Dodger game. I'm going to put a mask on when I can. And when I'm eating, I'm not going to put it on. And when I'm drinking, I'm not going to put it on. And I'll be as respectful as I possibly can. But I'm going to live my life. I'm not letting this idiot, Brian Seeley and Patrick Houlihan and Chris Young and John Coyles, tell me how to live my life. I'm just not going to live my life that way. And here's what you do. You know, I'd like to see these players, like DeJong here is speaking up. That's great. But you got to be more forceful. You got to toe the line, step up to the microphone, and tell these people, these politicians, to shut up and get out of the locker room. And that's your locker room. Get together with your teammates, get together with the owner, and say, this is how we're going to live our lives here as baseball players. You pay us a lot of money, and I'm going to interpret my contract and the way I live my life the way I live it. And if you don't like it, send me home. But get the hell out of my way.
Problem, Dusty Baker back in 1977, 29 home runs, last day of the season. He hits one out of the park. As he rounds the base, his teammate Glenn Burke puts his hand up in the air. Dusty slaps it. The birth of the high five. They're saying now, no more high fives in baseball.
Yeah.
Can't touch each other.
Wonderful.
All right, we'll take a little break, come back with our final segment.
Jesus.
Thank you all for joining us here. SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Thanks for being here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2000. 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. By the way, a little paperwork. Some of our good people there on Facebook Live saying that Hunter, Fred's TV show, one of the many shows he did, Pluto, it's on Pluto, Tubi TV, Sling, by the way, it's on Hulu and Amazon.
Yeah, I knew it was on Hulu and Amazon.
And Leslie said she loved Hunter Saturday nights, watched it with her grandma. They have people saying, check your blood pressure, you're turning red, you're fired up, and everything you say makes sense, Fred Dreyer. So here's some final thoughts. NBA says they're planning to resume their season, maybe with Disney, the Walt Disney World in Florida. Practice housing for athletes on the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex near Orlando, Florida. And probably the quietly getting things back into shape is the NHL. They're going to restart their season, they say, probably in July. And they're going to do like a playoff thing, a phase two return where they've got, 24 teams, I think, getting together. And they're going to play it off for the Stanley Cup. Here's some rules, though. A maximum of six players will be able to train and skate together. Players have to wear face coverings except while on the ice. Right. Coach is not allowed to participate in on-ice sessions. The league doesn't give a specific date in June for this to open. I think it's more like July. They're going
to try to figure out, folks, how all of that is going to prevent you from getting the virus.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I'm telling you what, folks. All I can say is use your common sense and think through this, please, and pray for baseball.
Yeah, let's hope they get together with something that resembles the game, for gosh sakes.
Get the politicians out of the negotiation room, folks. It's the players' game. It's players and owners, and then let the people who are broadcasting it, let the networks know what you've decided to do.
Yeah, that's it. That's really going to be good. Anyway, make sure and follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred _ Dreyer, Dreyer. He's on Facebook, facebook.com/TheReal Fred Dreyer. And don't forget to email. We read the emails and work them into the show here. Fred Dreyer, that's FredDreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRN, Charlie Robert Nancy, CRNTalk.com. And join us here every week at this time on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio, CRN, Digital Talk Radio, and everything else. We love you so much. Thanks for being here on the show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you next time.